This is VOA News via Russian. Myanmar security forces have intensified their crackdown against anti-coup protesters. The military is looking to quell the large-scale demonstrations, calling for the military junta that seized power earlier this month to reinstate the elected government. More than 1,000 protesters were rallying in front of the Myanmar Economic Bank in Mandalay when at least 10 trucks full of soldiers and police arrived and started firing slingshots toward the protesters, all before they even got out of their trucks. The soldiers and police then attacked the protesters with sticks and slingshots, and police could be seen aiming long guns into the air amid sounds that resembled gunfire. Earlier Monday, Myanmar's military leaders extended their detention of deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Suu Kyi's remand was set to expire Monday, and her freedom is a key demand of the crowds of people continuing to protest the February 1st coup. She now will be remanded until February 17th, when she will likely appear in court by video conference, according to her lawyer. The United States condemned the killing of 13 Turkish citizens by Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. In a statement, the State Department spokesman said, quote, "The United States deplores the death of Turkish citizens in the Kurdistan region of Iraq." Turkey's Defense Minister Hulusi Akar said earlier Sunday the victims were kidnapped and killed by members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Akar said the bodies were discovered in the Gara region near the Turkey-Iraq border during an operation against the PKK in which Turkish forces killed 48 militants. A statement on a PKK website said it was holding prisoners of war, including Turkish intelligence, police, and military personnel, and that they were killed as a result of the fighting. This is VOA News. Researchers have found at least 7 new COVID-19 variants in the United States. However, it is not immediately clear if the U.S. variants are as highly contagious as the British and South African variants. The average number of daily COVID cases in the U.S. has recently dropped below 100,000 for the first time in months. The U.S. still remains at the top of the list, however, as a location with the most COVID cases. Disclosures about the deaths at U.S. nursing homes in the state of New York are tainting Governor Andrew Cuomo's pandemic performance. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Cuomo faces intensifying accusations he covered up the true death toll of COVID on nursing home residents. The attacks challenged the Democrats' previously lauded performance in dealing with the pandemic and could cloud his political future, including plans to run for office again. State lawmakers called for investigations, stripping Cuomo of his emergency powers and even his resignation. Those calls came after new details emerged about why certain nursing home data was kept under wraps for months. Top aide Melissa DeRosa told lawmakers data was delayed because officials worried the information was going to be used against them by the Trump administration. Julie Walker, New York.
Officials in New Zealand were tracing the sources of 3 coronavirus cases Monday that sent the nation's largest city into its first lockdown in 6 months. The new lockdown happening on the same day the first doses of vaccine arrived in the country. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern implemented a 72-hour lockdown Sunday for Auckland's nearly 2 million residents after the cases were discovered, closing schools and non-essential businesses. Officials say the new cases involve members of one family. Health Ministry officials said genomic testing confirmed 2 of the cases were determined to be the variant, which was first discovered in Britain and has been found to be more easily transmissible. But as of Monday, the health officials said there were no other positive cases detected beyond that initial cluster. Monday, Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov blamed the European Union for its deteriorating relations with Russia. He accused the bloc of systematically destroying mechanisms for cooperation. Ties between Russia and the West have come under renewed pressure over the fate of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The opposition leader's jailing and treatment by Moscow have raised the prospect of further sanctions on Russia. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.